This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to amplify the first point in the outline on the life of Solomon. God loved Solomon and gave him a great start with all he needed to succeed. Early in his reign, God showed his love by appearing to Solomon during the night in a dream, saying, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you," 1 Kings 3:5. Put yourself in Solomon's place. What would you ask for? Solomon, at that point in his life, privileged beyond measure, was humbled by the offer. He responded, "I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong." God was pleased with his answer and granted what he asked for. Listen to God's loving response. "I will give you a wise and discerning heart so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in my ways and obey my statutes and commands as David your father did, I will give you a long life." 1 Kings 3:9 through 14. Solomon used all God gave him as he began to rule the people. His wisdom was amazing. Word of how he utilized his wisdom spread, and many people, kings and queens, traveled to Jerusalem just to hear his wisdom. His interests were wide and varied, and he wrote about some of the conclusions he came to and summarized them in the books of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. You would be wise to read these books.